They give me 1,000 hours, but I'm able to give them 30 seconds. And then I say something like, I really need to get going. Would that be okay? No, 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 go ahead. But deep in their heart, they got really hurt. I gave this person so much of my time and they couldn't even give me 30 seconds. It could. Yeah. And some people send very distraught messages to me. Is it true that you said this? Is it? Yep. I did. Assalamu alaikum, guys.
Assalamu alaikum.
So, boys, what's your names?
Hudhaifa.
Ilyas.
Brothers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's have a chat a little bit. I think you had a question in mind.
Yeah. So, what do you think of, I guess, celebrity culture nowadays and people thinking that they're really attached to celebrities when the reality is the relationship isn't really reciprocated?
Yeah. I wouldn't know. I'm not a celebrity. Well, yeah, a little bit. I think it's a very common phenomenon where people's, you know, they connect to a famous person, especially nowadays. It's easy to become a celebrity too, right? You just post stuff. You don't have to go through a TV station or just find a producer. You could just you could do it on your phone and try and become a celebrity.
30-second TikToks.
There you go. So, and then if people are consuming your work and they're moved by what you're doing or what you're saying and they feel, you know, connected to you, especially in our case, it's regarding Islam, right? In my case, I'm talking about Allah's deen. And of course, we have a natural attachment to Allah's deen. And now it becomes, well, this person helped me connect with the Quran. So now I have an emotional connection to, in this case, me.
Yeah.
Right? But the reality of it is I don't know you. And I theoretically care about you because you're a member of the Ummah, but I know nothing about you or
as an individual.
And I also have limited fuel in the tank. Like emotionally, I have space that's taken up by my kids, by my wife, by my parents, by my family, by my siblings, by my friends, for myself. There's human beings only have so much emotional space in their life, right? Yeah. Now, the person on the other end listened to me for 1,000 hours. So they've given me a lot of their life, right? So they're really invested in me.
Yes.
And some part of them feels like this person really cares about me because I got so much from them. That must mean, if it's not conscious, it's subconscious. They must have some kind of real concern for me.
Yeah.
So then what happens? I'll tell you what happens in real life. I'll run into somebody who's, you know, listen to me for God knows how long, or God knows what impact something I said had on their life. Allah used some of my words to make them make a decision about their life that completely changed their life.
Yeah.
I had no actual part in that. I just explained what I understand of Allah's book.
Yeah.
But the impact comes from what Allah puts in somebody's heart, right? So my words were used as a vessel to do that, but it had no deliberate intention on my part. This person sees me, they start bawling in tears. Like, I'm just walking down the street, about to go eat a burger, and a person sees me, and they're just crying.
Yeah.
And they just come, without warning, they just come and just give me a hug. Right? And that's happened more than once. Right? And in that moment, they're thinking, what emotional response are they expecting from me? I know. I was there with you the whole time.
Yeah.
But I wasn't. I wasn't there any of the time.
Yeah.
I was sleeping when you were watching me listening. And,
halfway across the world.
Halfway across the world. Or I was eating another burger somewhere else or something, you know?
Yeah.
Of course, I have sympathy and I have respect for that emotion. And I'm actually humbled that Allah made my words so impactful by His decision, that this person's so moved by them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm feeling, I actually didn't have anything to do with that. I mean, I'm really glad you're hugging me right now, but that wasn't actually my doing. That was Allah's doing. But this is not the time for me to correct them. This is the time for me to give them at least reciprocate some of that. Maybe hug them back. Salam. How are you? What's your name? Some little bit, right? But I also have to move on.
Yeah. So it's almost like a contrast and like conflict of emotions.
Right. And then like they gave me 1,000 hours, but I'm able to give them 30 seconds. And then I say something like, I really need to get going. Would that be okay? No, go ahead. But deep in their heart, they got really hurt. I gave this person so much of my time and they couldn't even give me 30 seconds, right?
Yeah.
And that feeling, now imagine that feeling if there are a million people who expect that from you. Times 30 seconds by a million, right? And if I gave them 2 minutes, would that be enough? It wouldn't. If I gave them an hour each, would that be enough? Maybe.
Yeah.
Right? And then, can I have your phone number? I need to talk to you about something personally. I need to do that because I was so personal to you in your head.
Like expectation.
Expectation. Hey, you should be giving me personal attention too, right? Yeah. Which is practically impossible, right? But this is what happens in person. But this also happens online. People reaching out, emailing, you know, direct messages and things like that. And they're like emotionally invested in this person, expecting that back. And when they don't get that back, I can't believe you're like this. I can't believe you're not, you know, you don't care about me, you know. And this is actually a really unhealthy tendency.
Yeah.
I think there are people that I've learned from that I'm very moved by that really shaped the course of my life. And I've met them. Yeah. And I know I didn't have the tendency to want to hug them and cry and all of that because I knew something. I was aware that they're not aware of me, even though I'm aware of them,
yeah.
Right? So I need to have them in mind when I interact with them, not just myself.
Yeah, so right? It's almost like considering the other person,
right?
Beyond just, oh, here's what happened in my, like, almost sphere.
This is part of what I consider, with all due respect to such people, main character syndrome. The world revolves around what you feel, what you think, what you need. And now the other person needs to cater to
your needs.
And I know you're really busy, but I have something to discuss with you about my personal life. Yeah, but I'm not a counselor. Yeah, but I know, but I still need to talk this out with you. Nobody else will understand. Now, that's also another false flag, right?
Yeah.
Nobody else will understand. No one in your life, no human being other than this person you look up on YouTube will understand. This is entirely wrong. But this comes from, you know, people go through many different difficulties in their life. And they may find that the closest people around them are not very kind, right? And then they hear my voice and then they maybe they feel that there's a kindness here, right?
Yeah.
I even met a young lady one time when I was traveling in one of the countries. She's like, I never loved my dad because he was so harsh. I always pretended that you're my dad. Right.
Yeah.
And I was so moved by what she said, but I was also so sad by what she said, because there is that, you know, this, it's called a parasocial relationship. It has nothing to do with parachutes, but it's when you start projecting a connection to a person
without actually them
having a connection to you. Right. And, it's something you should, I think young people especially should be aware of, but it's not just young people. In my experience, it's been older folks too that should be aware of that. And some people try to go out of their way to go the opposite way.
Yeah.
Like they'll come up to me out of nowhere and say, hey, listen to a lot of these. I don't want a picture or anything. Okay. I'm not a celebrity worshiper. I was like, I didn't say you are.
Yeah.
I was just walking to my burger.
Yeah.
Like they just feel the need to just make sure that they don't have this problem, which is also a problem. I'm just somebody that said some things that maybe you agree with, maybe you don't agree with, and that's about the end of it. And I can appreciate what good you've done or and any of that, and that's the extent of it, right?
Yeah.
And so those are my thoughts about these relationships. But I do think it's the world is heading in a very unhealthy direction. People make these connections, not just with me, with others also. And then the problem with this being mixed with Islam is that, like, now you're emotionally connected to this person. And through this person comes your relationship to Islam itself.
Yeah. So you've become almost like a medium for somebody else's Islam.
Which is a huge problem, because that means if your feelings towards me ever change for any reason, then dangerously your relationship with Islam is going to change, because it was all pegged on me.
Yeah, like let's say somebody releases a Notman Khan exposed video. Notman Khan exposed.
Do they have those? I don't know.
The giant refutation video. And then all of a sudden we're laughing, but obviously that could cause a big problem for them, isn't it?
Yeah. It could, and some people send very distraught messages to me. Is it true that you said this? Is it? Yep. I did. How could you? I was like, calm down. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world. Look, in real life, you boys are fairly young. How old are you guys?
19.
17.
Okay, so you're fairly young. Yeah. Even in your family, your mom, your dad, your other siblings, anybody, uncles, is there anybody in your life you agree with 100% of the time?
Not really. Don't even agree with this guy all the time.
Huh?
Don't even agree with him all the time.
Well, your brothers are supposed to disagree. It's impossible to agree with someone all the time.
Yeah.
That's impossible. And even within Islam, the idea that we're supposed to agree with all, within Islam over all things is, first of all, didn't even happen among the Sahaba. Second of all, is practically impossible. So, and I'm not saying every disagreement is legitimate, but I'm saying, is disagreement a reality of life and not a crisis?
Yeah.
No, it's not a crisis. It's a reality of life, right?
Yeah.
And once you come to terms with that, then finding somebody who passionately disagrees with me on something or the other, okay, they disagree.
It's about knowing how to manage it more than...
I would even invite someone to say, hey, I like what Noman says here, here, here. I really dislike what he says here, here, here. And I don't agree with him on these things, because one of my philosophies in life, and what I want, I think a lot of, especially you guys, I want you to take this with you in life. I think it'll really help you, is your loyalty should be to your acceptance and or rejection of something should be to ideas, not people. Like you're not, oh, this person is good and this person is bad, or this person is acceptable and this person is unacceptable. No. This person's, the following ideas of this person resonate with me, and here's why.
Yeah.
And the following ideas of the same person, I cannot find myself agreeing with, and here's why. But my disagreement doesn't dismiss the rest
of it.
The rest of this person, just like
the person itself.
Each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your disagreements with each other don't dismiss the entire relationship.
Yeah.
A disagreement between a husband and a wife doesn't dismantle the marriage. Yeah. It's on one issue they're not in agreement.
Yeah.
You know. So this is kind of a very over exaggerated, like super hyperbolized.
So almost like the innate polarization online has almost driven this all apart.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all or nothing, right?
Yeah.
And in the case of Muslims, I even talk about it like either you're a saint or you're a devil.
Yeah.
I'm like, so the fact that you're human is off the table. You can only be a saint or a devil, you know?
Yeah.